7 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Many of you desire to spend some of your quality time with a quality guy, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus is that quality guy. Maybe he doesn't like to be called a guy. Maybe he likes to be called a man. He's a quality person. How's that? He's quality because he's a great human being, but he also is a great doctor, a physician with knowledge. Cool thing to have at your disposal at 888-553-7536. So let's get to work. Let's find out what the big stories, medically speaking, are of the week, how they may impact you. There are often themes established by some of the first callers in here. You want to be the first caller? Help yourself. 888-55-DRKEN. Why should you want to speak to Dr. Ken? Well, I'm going to let him explain that because he's pretty good at not blowing his own horn, but he does have something to say. He's got something to explain. So why not, instead of me telling the story, you tell the story?
Sure, Doug. I'd love to share my experience in medicine. I've been involved in medicine for over 30 years. I see patients every single day. There's probably not a single problem in medicine I haven't seen at least one time. I've trained in probably the most well-known institutions in the country in medicine. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, an intern and medical resident at Duke University. I finished my training in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco. I've been in Orlando. Now, going on 25 years in the same practice of cardiology, spokesperson for the American Heart Association, and I would love to share with you my knowledge, my experience, help you get to the next point. And what I think is important about myself is that I not only take from traditional medicine, you just heard me tell you how traditionally trained I am, but I do take from alternative medicine when there's evidence supporting it. I consider myself a blended physician. And I try to take the simplest, gentlest, most kindest way possible to help you get to the next step. If you have any questions about yourself, your spouse, your parents, your kids, your friends, everybody has some healthcare question. The medical maze these days, if you've been in it, it's a horrible web to get into. I'll help you navigate this web, help you make it a little easier. There's no paperwork. There's no bill. What else could be better?
It's a good deal. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Good day equals Doug, and on the weekend it equals Dr. Ken. 2 hours for you to be in touch with us here, 888-55-DRKEN. Start getting on the road, going to one of my longtime affiliates, KTSM. Larry's in El Paso. What can Dr. Ken do for you, Larry?
I just have a question regarding my blood pressure. But before I ask him, Doug, I want to commend you. I've listened to you since 1996.
Good Lord.
And I remember when Rich McFadden first started. I remember Nancy Skinner. And I really enjoyed your topics and stuff about things on the farm. You know, those are really the good old days when a tomato tasted like a tomato.
Man, I'll tell you.
Thank you for 16 years.
Well, I should thank you. It's people like you that keep this thing going and keep me going and allow me to bring you people like Dr. Ken, so I appreciate
it. Yeah, well, you know, the thing that I really appreciate now is when these companies like Monsanto have the audacity to try and take all this, you know, because, you know, let's face it, the kids of today, they don't even know what fresh corn or fresh tomatoes.
They don't. They think this comes from the store.
Really
it comes
like,
there's a package in the store. That's where the food comes from.
Yeah, and there's no taste to it.
You know what, Larry? To follow up on that a little bit, one of the reasons that Ken is so helpful and understanding what goes on in your body, putting the two things together nutritionally. We talk a lot about food. If you're listening later on this morning, you'll hear Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru,
right?
And the concept of food and what you put in your body and how it affects your body are the things that sort of the point of this weekend show is to help you understand how to live your life better. And so if you pick that up, I mean, during the week, it is my aim as well to do that with a sort of a different focus. But in terms of this particular program and how we can help many people like you keep your hopes high and think, okay, you've got 61 years. How do we get another 61 out of you? So what can Dr. Ken help you with?
Boy, the pressure's on me.
It is, right? Sure. So this is your deal, pal. Go ahead.
Okay. This last Monday, I went in for my six-month checkup. I get an EKG, and I also get the blood work up.
Why do you do it every 6 months, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. It's like,
he's smart. I do the same thing, but many people say, oh, I get an annual physical. Some people never get a physical at all. So I want you to be the teacher and tell people why it is that you want to get a physical every 6 months, because it's genius. It's very smart.
No, just I believe in taking care of myself, and I look at it, if I don't take care of myself, who's going to take care of it?
It's your job. Yep.
You know, and that's another thing missing is personal responsibility, especially here in El Paso. But anyway, that could be a different program. But here's
wow, personal responsibility. Wouldn't
imagine
that be
the concept.
Special?
What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My question is, when they checked my blood pressure, I was 184 over 103, but my pulse always comes in at 38 to 40. And even when they were trying to fill the blood vials, I could have swore that it took about 3-4 minutes. Now, with that kind of blood pressure, shouldn't have that blood vial...
You never asked anybody about that? All these physicals, you've never asked anybody why that happens?
Yeah, I mentioned it to the doctor because she says, well, I don't want to change your medications, but she wants to send me over here to the emergency room at the medical center. And I've tried going there, but unfortunately, I'm an American citizen, so I have a harder time getting taken care of because they actually
back of the line, Larry.
Yeah, right. All right. So, what does he do, Ken?
Sure, Larry. You asked a great question. You have a mechanical mind, I can tell. And let me see if I can simplify a little bit of heart physiology for you and try and help you understand this. Blood pressure is the product of cardiac output and what's called systemic vascular resistance. That's how tightly clamped down the big blood vessels of the body are. And the output of the body, which you're wondering, you're thinking is not very much because your heart rate is low, is the product of heart rate and how actively contractile, what doctors call contractility, there is. So you have low heart rate. You must have a very vigorous pump that contracts very well. And more importantly, your big blood vessels are probably well clamped down, what we call the systemic vascular resistance. And that's how your blood pressure is so high. But what I would recommend doing before you assume that this is actually an accurate blood pressure for what we call your baseline, because that's what we're trying to treat when we throw around the numbers 120 over 80, that's your baseline. That's when you're emotionally and physically at rest. You need to do this at home. It's the easiest, simplest way with a calibrated upper arm blood pressure monitor. And you need to sit for at least 15 minutes, get into your happy place. If you don't believe me, do a little experiment on yourself and watch that upper number go down as you wait several minutes. But don't take your blood pressure at home unless you have 15 minutes to rest and yet you're under no emotional stress unless you're not feeling well.
Okay. Now, the prescription I'm on is another question here, because I've been taking 50 milligrams of Atenolol.
Well, that's why your heart rate's so low.
Okay, and then 50 milligrams of Lisinopril. I take 600 milligrams of Lopid, because I do have a problem with triglycerides, and then a baby aspirin.
Okay. Well, if in fact your heart rate is 38 to 40 when you're awake, and that's an accurate measure, and I'm not doubting you, but it's often hard yourself to accurately do it, then I don't want to adjust your medicines over the phone because the governor of Florida doesn't like when I do that. But you need to, in fact, confirm that and make sure you're not on too much Atenolol, the beta blocker. And the lisinopril is an ACE inhibitor. That would be a good drug for you. It would lower your squeeze of the big vessels. It would lower your systemic vascular resistance. And then you need to just do some home monitoring and see where you are, and then you could get further adjustments. There's so many choices of lowering blood pressure. amlodipine or Norvasc is probably the next good choice for you. And I don't know if you need a diuretic. I'd need to spend more time with you.
So, Larry, there you go. Glad you called. Thank you. Hopefully you found this helpful, and we wish you continued good health. Always ask questions. I wonder if, as he talked about his triglycerides, whether or not our favorite way of dealing with that cardiol would be good for him.
Well, cardiol is helpful for triglycerides. It's especially helpful for the bad cholesterol.
Yeah.
High cholesterol, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attack and stroke, Doug. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. This new all-natural approach from Italy, it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood, which we were just talking about, known as triglycerides. And the good news is that the users report excellent results in just the 30 days. It's safe, FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just 1 capsule a day.
And here's how you get this capsule, or actually 30-day, the free trial, 30 days. In 30 days, you'll know. As last fellow, Larry, gave us a pretty good prescription for taking care of your health. Get those physicals. Find out what's in your blood. And in this case, get a blood test, see where your cholesterol, triglycerides are, and then take cardiol for 30 days and then test it again. I did it, and it worked for me. You can do it, and it'll work for you. And why not try it while it is free? You can go online to cardiol.net/Ken, click on Dr. Ken's free trial, that's cardiol.net, and Ken's free trial. You can call the folks at the company. It won't take but a minute if this is what you prefer, 888-809-6424. But you heard that fellow's story, and yours is probably close to the same. Frankly, this is a great preventative. This is a good maintenance pill. This is a great product. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program. Story this week about your blood type and how it may be a clue or a connection to whether you're going to get heart disease or not. How does that work?
This is out of arteriosclerosis, thrombosis, and vascular biology. It's been discovered that certain blood types are leading to increasing the risk of heart disease. The rarer types, AB, has the highest risk. A and B, next. And O, the most common, has the lowest risk. Just factor this into the rest of your risk factors: blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, obesity, smoking, family history, of whether you're going to get coronary disease.
Find out what your blood type is the next time you get your blood test, which is soon, hopefully. 21 after, Good Day Weekend, Dr. Ken.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's 23 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Ken, what's the subject matter of our Good Day Health newsletter this weekend? Again, for those of you who may not know or not be familiar with our program, Ken edits from the most recent medical information, particular thematic, and this week is what?
This is helpful information to almost all American adults. The latest news on obesity and weight loss.
All right. And, man, is there a problem this week? Again, there isn't a week that goes by. It doesn't seem there isn't some study released, some promotion, something to get us to think about how badly our country has slipped in terms of health and well-being and how it is this happens. It just it blows everybody's mind when you it doesn't blow everybody's mind because some people pay no attention to it and they still keep eating away and doing things that are horrible for themselves. And then they become clients of Dr. Ken. So, I mean, I'd like to see Dr. Ken do well, but under the circumstances, I can't even begin to imagine that people are as clueless as they are. And I think that's maybe sounds harsh to some, but that's what it is. People are clueless. How do you not know? That last caller, Larry, was a great example of somebody who's with it, who gets it, who thinks it through. And you preach this all the time, every weekend. You're here, and I know you are with your patients. You had somebody, but then there's the psychological side. So let's spend a second on the person that came into your office yesterday and collapsed because she was so nervous. How do you deal with that? A lot of people are, even if they're okay. You said this lady was okay, but yet she was unnerved by, and a lot of people are. I mean, in reality, I probably am a little harsh sometimes because people are just afraid of going to the doctor. That's one of the things that we kind of need to deal with, I suppose, Ken, on a certain level, right? The psychology of finding out what, why would you not, I say this all the time, why would you not want to know what was going on inside of your body? But yet some people are so full of fear that they'd rather, God love Edgar, who is my farm manager, he hadn't been to a doctor for 8 years, and obviously there was something going on in his heart, but he didn't like doctors. And here is this guy is a smart, intelligent, sophisticated thinker, and you want to go to the doctor. So I maybe should rethink my words sometimes when I'm critical of people. The way I think leads me to believe that it seems silly, foolish. And
there's no relationship between IQ and the power of denial.
No, you're right about that.
And you can't put this on intelligence. It's just that denial is a very strong emotion, and many people are just afraid of knowing. You know, you're so eager to know everything inside of you. I can't tell you how many people are petrified. And if you're listening and if you want to educate Doug, call in and tell him. People are petrified of knowing what's inside.
Yeah. So when this lady yesterday as an example, is she okay?
I had a patient yesterday, what Doug is talking about, who I have never seen this happen to me in my 30 years of medicine. I have had many a patient pass out. You take out a needle, they just look at it, and they're on the floor. And this is a common occurrence in medicine. It's called a vasovagal reaction. You lie the patient down. You pick up their legs. Usually they wake up. Sometimes you have to put an IV in and put fluids in and give atropine, a drug which blocks the mediated chemistry of the process. But yesterday, just by discussing some results, which actually weren't so bad, and this just illustrates that this individual has, unfortunately, bless her heart, just way too much stress in her life, has a severe anxiety disorder, and this was just the final straw that tipped her over, and I began to discuss just the least smallest abnormality on a finding, and she was on the ground, much to the shock of her husband and to my assistant. And fortunately, we just woke her up and comforted her, and she's doing fine, and realized from this episode, as did her husband, that there's just way too much stress in her life.
So then, do you feel like it's important for you to tell this person or people that come into your office like that how to alleviate the stress?
Oh, absolutely. We talked a lot about that.
Yeah. And because that is a killer, no question about that.
And it was so great because she did everything right. She knows that she's stressed out by doctors. She did not come alone. She brought her husband. And, you know, her husband now believes it. And it takes two to tango when you have these episodes.
Right, for sure. All right. So I wanted Ken to explain that. This is an important experience. And I think that these experiences are what make up part of his own character, his dealing with people. Everybody's got a unique way of thinking about their body and their lives, and it's good to be, I think, treated by a fellow like Ken, who brings out, you know, the sort of the foolishness that goes along with it. But it's not foolish. It's real for some people. 888-553-7536. More of your calls coming right up here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I want to tell you about an experience that I had in pulling weeds. Now, we all know that during the summertime, during the spring, and potentially early fall, all we do is pull weeds, and we get so sick and tired of those weeds continuing to grow. But you know what? I've learned a secret about how to pull weeds, and that is to pull them out by their roots. Because the moment you find the root cause, like that, then you can take those roots and those weeds out of the ground. Now, how many weeds do we have in our life? How many bad things do we have in our life that continue to come back, and we try to get rid of them? You know why we never do? Because we don't pull them by the root cause. Anything that goes wrong in your life has a root cause. Find out what it is. Pull it out. Grab it out. Take it out of your mind. Take it out of your body. And enjoy. This is Andy Greenberg.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now 33 after the hour, as we observe our weekend get-together, fun for some people, it's intellectually stimulating for more, very helpful for people who are unaware of some of the things going on in the body, but maybe you hear somebody discussing, that's why it's helpful. You have a question, please call and share it. The only dumb question is the one that hasn't been asked. You've heard that before as it relates to any number of things, and that's true here. And you'll help a lot of people because there are many people listening on the regular radio stations that carry us, hundreds of them around the country, and TalkStream Live. We are the most listened to medical program on the weekend, so why not help yourself to the knowledge and the efforts that Ken puts into figuring out what's going on with you.
Doug,
go ahead.
Can I just comment? We had a gentleman who wanted to know why he might have two streams in his urine, and we didn't have a chance to get to him. And I just want to mention, because this is a question that could come up, and it's an interesting question. And I know the gentleman's listening. He's a regular listener, a regular caller. And he needs to go and see a urologist. This can suggest that there may be a growth in the urethra, the little canal where the urine exits through the penis. This needs to be looked at. The other issue is, and I doubt it's occurring here, that there could be a congenital abnormality in the plumbing. Usually that would have presented a long time ago. So if he was a youngster and was having two streams, I would think about a congenital issue. But I'm concerned about a growth in his urethra. So go see a urologist.
All right. There's the advice of Dr. Ken. More advice now at 888-553-7536. Mary is listening in Sumter, South Carolina. Mary, nice to have you on. What can Dr. Ken do for you, ma'am? Yes.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Mary.
If I may, I have two questions to ask you. The first one is, I am 64 years old, and I have been having problems with shortness of breath for probably close to a year, but it's just gradually gotten worse. And I've been to the doctor. I've had EKGs. I've had x-rays. I've had CAT scans. I've had just... The only thing I hadn't had is a heart cath, but everything has turned out, you know, really good. Everything is fine. I even went to the doctor the other day, and they put the monitor on my finger and walked me up and down the hall and around and everything, and my heart rate stays really good, and the other thing that they check on that, my mind went blank.
Your oxygen saturation.
Oxygen, yeah, my oxygen was fine. Everything was fine. But yet whenever I stopped, I was short of breath.
Mary, let me help. So even when you were short of breath, your so-called O2 sat was fine?
Yes, sir. That
okay.
And my heart rate was just fine.
And your heart was fine. Give me just a second. Just let me give you a simple framework, because this is such a common question for people to think about when they're looking at shortness of breath. Shortness of breath, the big picture, is usually either due to a heart issue, a lung issue, or what doctors call deconditioning, what, you know, in simple language, just being out of shape. Is your height a little short for your weight?
I am a little overweight. Yes, I am.
Okay, because that can clearly cause shortness of breath, without a doubt. So you've had a good thorough, at your age, you need a good thorough check of your heart. I guess they did a stress test and an echocardiogram?
Yes, and they did all that.
And that was all fine, or you wouldn't be, that was all fine, or you wouldn't be calling me.
Yeah.
And then they also did, you saw a lung doctor, and they did x-rays and breathing tests.
Well, I didn't see a lung doctor, but my doctor did breathing tests and all that. Yeah, I went to, they sent me to a cardiologist because after I'd had a lot of tests done, still, you know, didn't really find anything. I went to a cardiologist, and he said the only thing that he seen that could be a little, might be a problem, was he said he noticed that the wall in my heart was thickening. And he put me on, is it Toprol? I'm not
right.
Real good at name.
Toprol.
He put me on that and said that would help.
Mary, the wall that thickens in the heart, if it obstructs the exiting of blood from the heart, can cause shortness of breath. Did he tell you that it was interfering, obstructing the exiting of blood from your heart?
He said that from what he could see, that it could be that. He didn't say it definitely was, but he said he wanted to try that and see if it helped.
All right.
But I've only been on it for a few days, so I don't really know.
From a good echo Doppler, if he's trained at reading echo Dopplers, he can usually tell that with a good study. I would ask him about that. You want to know what your gradient is across the outflow of your heart. But the other thing is, if your heart doctor hopefully thoroughly looked over your heart, couldn't find a cause, then it's time to go and meet with a lung specialist, a pulmonologist, and there are some rare causes besides what you can pick up on a simple chest x-ray. Some people have chronic clots in their lungs, and this can only be diagnosed if you get what's called a CT angiogram of the chest. I hope you, it sounds like you've had the basics, a breathing test, the chest x-ray, but I would want you to make sure you see a lung specialist, make sure the pressures in your lungs are not elevated, and then if all that turns out to be fine, you know, I would just wonder whether the heart doctor does want to do a heart catheterization if there's a suspicion that the outflow of your heart is under too much pressure, a so-called gradient. And if all that is fine, then it's time to lose weight. And it sounds like it's already time to lose weight, Mary, because that'll definitely, regardless of how your heart and lungs are, that'll definitely help.
Yeah, he wanted me to start walking and doing some things and see if it, you know, starts getting better. And he also mentioned that I might need to see a lung specialist if it, you know, didn't.
I would not put this off because this is bothering you for too long.
Take care of it on Monday, Mary.
And it's progressing and it's bothering you. Just be a little more persistent. I think that you might have been, I mean this politely, a little passive with the doctor, and that's why he didn't act.
So take care of it on Monday for sure, Mary. 888-553-7536, included in the news this weekend. A lot of info on the West Nile virus. I thought we were done with this. Apparently, this year has brought it back. And why would be the question. Why is there a problem again with West Nile virus?
Well, there's a problem again with West Nile virus because there are a lot of infected birds. There's a large number of mosquitoes, and there are high temperatures and wet conditions. and you put all this in the pot and stir, and what comes out is a lot of possibility for being infected. This outbreak of West Nile virus, Doug, in America, it's become so serious that the city of Dallas, Texas, declared a state of emergency this past Friday and actually ordered aerial spraying to begin on Friday night. 693 cases of West Nile have been reported in 43 states so far this year, with a concentration of cases in Texas. And there have been 336 cases in Texas. Mississippi has the next highest caseload with 59. And there have been so far 26 deaths. And it has been reported in Massachusetts, Doug.
You know, it's interesting. I haven't seen a mosquito all year. On the farm, often we have whatever there is around is multiplied because you have animals around, have fecal material around, even though we do an extraordinary job, frankly, of getting it cleaned up and spread moved out. We have seen an inordinate amount of flies this year, but no matter what, this has brought about, many people feel, because we didn't have a cold winter. We didn't have a hard freeze. So all of these, the pests, the vermin that are around, seem to have multiplied. I don't know. Looking at the long-range forecast, doesn't look like that's going to be a problem this winter. It looks like I have a miserable winter in the Northeast. But oftentimes, that's the case.
The key is get rid of standing water on your property.
Yeah, right.
And you may want to get some insect repellent.
888-553-7536. One of the things we have a problem with and why we eliminate standing water on the farm is because of coccidia. There are all kinds of things. There's listeria and various things that are part of the E. coli that are part of what happens in all of our lives. Stuff's around all the time. But the water makes it worse, so you want to get rid of the water. 888-553-7536. Pat in Lancaster, California, up the road from L.A., little inland. Pat, what can we do for you?
Well, first I'd like to thank Dr. Kim for his vast wisdom and knowledge that he gives us. My question is about vitamins. I just turned 60, and I'm curious about a multivitamin, and someone recommended amino acid complex to help with my muscle. How important is this versus eating?
When you say your muscle, what is that? What do you mean your muscle?
To improve your muscle strength. Because
yeah.
I have noticed since 55 especially that I've lost a lot of strength.
Mm-hmm. There's a woman named P.J. Bowen that has a gym in Lancaster. Go see her. Do you know the, I'm trying to remember the name of the gym and I can't remember offhand, but I'll think about it for a minute. But she'd be great as a source for information because you're very good about understanding how the body works, and that's
right.
What you need. So anyway, Ken, what is your advice for Pat?
Well, you know, this is the old age-old question, supplements versus whole foods, Pat. And, you know, I try to be evidence-based and go by what the studies show. And this is where it's hard to show benefit when you do studies. There have been studies that show a little bit of benefit. There have been studies that show that there isn't much benefit. I'll tell you what I do. I try to eat as healthy a diet as possible, but I still take a multivitamin, and I figure maybe it gives me a little bit of insurance. And is it just making my urine full of good vitamins? You know, that's what I do. The key is moderation, because the fat-soluble vitamins, the A, the D, the E, the K, they can get stuck in your body and accumulate and cause havoc because they just don't get urinated out. So you don't want to overdo it, but I think a good multivitamin, multimineral, there's no problem with it. I take one every day.
Let me tell you what my read on this is, Pat, because mine is different than Ken's based on my own experience. I do stay away from A, from E, and from K, other than K we get in the great food. I eat out of the garden pretty much most of the summer, and therefore, as a supplementation, Ken may be right. I do take some things like standard processed products. There are other things that I get. He told me to get on vitamin D, and I followed his recommendation because my blood test showed that I was low.
But only based on the blood level, not in
Right, you got to get tests. You do need to know. Well, I have business.
Go ahead. I do drink probably by myself. I use 2%. I probably drink, I'm going to guess, a week, probably 4 to 5 gallons of milk a week.
Really?
I love it.
Why don't you go find some raw milk from Mike What's-His-Face there? And I'm not kidding. I mean, raw milk is much better. Boy, you've heard me say this 100 times because I sell it on my farm.
I haven't.
Oh, haven't
Tell
you?
Me.
Oh, all right.
I haven't. Tell me.
I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a legitimate dairy farmer. Been around cows all my life. I have a dairy store on my farm. If you want to look up Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, it'll give you the information about raw milk, which you can get at the grocery store in Lancaster. And in terms of Mark, I want to say McHugh, I can't remember his last name, but he's got the largest raw dairy supply service. He's got hundreds of cows, and the raw milk that he provides to stores all around the state is excellent. It is so unbelievably good for you in terms of what you really get. Drinking all that milk, if it's been processed, doesn't do you much good at all, honestly, because the dairies, in order to protect themselves from suits, worried about people getting sick, they not only microwave and laser all of the milk to get rid of the bacteria, which they do a good job of, they get rid of everything, but they also kill all the nutritional value and all the taste. So you might as well be drinking white water. The essence of raw milk, however, it is the same as raw vegetables, other things, even though I don't cotton to raw fish and raw meat, because I don't think that's safe.
I don't either.
But I will tell you that the guys like Mark who do this do an extraordinarily good job because they're under so much scrutiny anyway. They do a great job. I have the cleanest milk in the state of Massachusetts, and because we're watched, and I frankly, it's made me a much better farmer. So you might want to try that. And the other vitamins that are around, you know, again, I would, where you are there, I wish I could remember, Max Muscle, that's the name of the place. Go to see PJ Bowen at Max Muscle and see what she tells you about supplements. Thank you for the call, sir. It's 50, what are we got, time-wise, 49 past the hour on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambaren eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
At 53 past the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal, Dr. Ken Kronos, the man in the know. And he's really anxious. Anxious isn't the right word because that creates stress. He's eager to. It's amazing what words create in one's mind. I'm very mindful of what you said a few minutes ago. Those of you who just joined us, Ken was telling a story about someone who came into his office yesterday. And even though this woman was in good shape, it turned out, well, the report wasn't bad, but she was so nervous, and people get that way. You know what? It has to do with authority as much as anything else sometimes, too, Ken. Authority and finding out things that you conjure up in your head. The human mind is a great thing, but it's also dangerous. So all that, and then a good cardiologist, somebody good, a general practitioner, has to be a good shrink as well. You got to recognize those things and calm people down. Otherwise, all your work goes for naught.
Absolutely. That's the art of medicine, which you don't learn in medical school. You learn over the decades of practice.
You told us last week or the week before when you said that most of the stuff that you learned in medical school is out the window.
90% of what I learned has decayed and is useless.
I want my money back. I want my money back. All right, let's talk a little bit about the presumptive nominee for Vice President, Mr. Ryan. The Democrats are trying to convince everybody that he will gut the program or see that. I mean, it's all political hyperbole and nonsense. This is not a political program. However, both you and I are in the same place as to who we would support for president. I think at least giving the guy's got the ability. he doesn't need somebody to protect him. He's quite capable of expressing himself. And the more he's out there, he hasn't really been well known other than he's the architect of some of the things that seem to be fiscally responsible. I don't care much for his social points of view on some things, but that's not why I'd vote for him, because that's not why the country's in trouble. The country's in trouble because we have all kinds of financial problems, and this guy seems to be intellectually up to the task of figuring out and discussing. This is the thing. If people hear this guy, they will think he's rationally, he's not a guy with two heads, he's not crazy. People who have become so used to and dependent on the government for their sustenance, hey, it can't continue. It was a program that was great when it started, and it doesn't work. It's too expensive. And part of the problem is government involvement in this. I don't want to go off on my toot here, Ken, but you may want to add to this somewhat.
Well, he's a unique politician because he's not afraid to tell people what's really going on and put out solutions that need to be done before an election. And what's been happening is that people are just so afraid to tell the American public, and nothing's getting done. And Mr. Ryan was interviewed for 60 Minutes, and one of the a little bit of fact that was just left off the show is that his mother lives in Florida, is on Medicare, and he's not going to take away his mom's Medicare.
Yeah.
And the key is that none of what he's saying will affect anyone who's 55 or older right now. None of it. Yeah. And he is throwing out a solution, because if we don't do anything, Medicare is going to be gone anyway, because it gets bankrupt in about 10 years if we don't change it.
If you tread water, you sink. 888-553-7536. Here's Fred in Fort Wayne, Indiana, listening to Good Day. Fred, how may we help you, sir?
I've been diagnosed with a cataract, and I find myself, when the eye gets tired, closing it and watching TV with the left eye, reading a newspaper, that kind of thing. It's been going on for 3 years here. If I look in a mirror with a bright light, I can't necessarily see a cataract. I've seen somebody with a complete cataract before, but is there any kind of rule of thumb that you know of that an insurance company, if you're not Medicare age yet?
Fred, I have a feeling you have not talked to an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist about this, correct?
Yeah, I have.
And the eye doctor didn't tell you that you're ready to go and the insurance would cover it?
Well, I've gotten conflicting opinions, okay?
I think if it's affecting your vision, they're going to, you know, I don't want to speak for the insurers, but I think that that would be appropriate. I think if a good, competent, experienced ophthalmologist in the community says it's indicated, you know, usually they're going to go along with that.
Right.
Makes sense?
Well, it makes sense. I don't know how much further I get.
Fred, something you must have unique insurance, because if it's affecting your vision and the eye doctor says it's indicated, this should not be an issue.
No, you should, and if you're not going to the right doctor, go somewhere else.
Go to the insurance commissioner of your state, if it is.
Yeah. All right. That's a good question. Stress seems to be one of our themes. We'll continue with your calls at 888-55-DR-KEN, 59 past the hour now.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.